So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs, and light workers. And my guest today has a voice that if you lived anywhere in California in the last 25 years, I'm guessing you might recognize. This man is a radio extraordinaire, and he actually knew this from radio personality, and he actually knew this, I believe he said, age 3. So welcome, Rex McNeil. How are you?
I'm doing great, Erica. Thanks so much for having us on this morning.
Yeah. So tell me about age 3. What happened where you suddenly knew?
Yeah, it was really weird. I became fascinated with the radio from the time I was about 3 years old.
Wow.
And my grandparents used to go dancing with this guy, and he was on the radio. He's a radio personality. It was called Okie Paul. And I think one of the first things I said is, I wonder how big his mouth is. I guess I was assuming if you were on the radio, you had a huge mouth. So wow. I guess I have a big mouth. So, you know, funny. And just, I was sick as a kid. I had asthma, bronchitis. I had, so I spent a lot of time listening to the radio, and yeah. Became just fascinated by radio, just became fascinated by the voices that you hear on the radio. Started listening to the radio probably in a different way than most kids do.
Wow.
And it was just something I always wanted to do. You know, I always wanted to be on the radio.
And it was funny, listeners, you know, not all of you know that I became a journalist straight out of college. And as Rex and I were comparing our stories, oh my goodness, I wrote for the Sacramento Bee. He's at Sacramento right. KVIE. I wrote right. for the Santa Barbara News Press. He was a
right.
guy in Santa Barbara. It was place. Like, yeah, it was yeah. crazy. So,
yeah.
And then he's even from Chico. It's just amazing. So,
right, yeah. Grew up yeah. in Chico. That's where the radio vision started. And, you know, we grew up in Chico. And, you know, I think when I was in high school, I started writing sports stories for a radio station because I was a soccer player. And, you know, sports was something I had a huge, huge interest in.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to do yeah. more of the sports end. And then my mom yeah. said, well, you know, you ought to be a DJ. You're an entertaining guy. You should be a DJ. And so I thought that there would be more opportunity. Radio, TV, that sort of thing, to kind of go the entertainment route.
Fascinating. You yeah. know, let's talk for a minute about if I'm a writer and I want to get on the radio, I want to be interviewed on the radio, but I'm a little nervous about it. What kind of advice can you give me?
I think the advice I give to everybody that we have on our radio show or a video show or a TV show is just be yourself. Let your personality come through. Everybody has a unique personality. And don't be afraid to laugh and be human and show that, you know, you're just a human being, you know? And I think anybody can be on the radio, you know, wow. it's just up to you, to be able to unveil, you know, who you are as a person and kind of give it your own twist.
So tell me a little bit about kind of breaking into that national market. You have all these experiences where you've been able to be, you know, kind of grow it bigger and bigger. Tell mm-hmm. me kind of what you see as a successful radio person. What kinds of things does that require?
Well, I think you can judge a person's radio career by a couple different ways. One, you can judge it by, wow, they make a lot of money. They have huge ratings. I've always judged my career by being able to help charitable causes, such as build toy drives for the holidays with the Salvation Army or Toys for Tots program. To me, it's about creating the most good. To me, it's about making people laugh, making people smile. You know, just kind of, you know, I'm kind of I was a wacky class clown in school growing up. And so radio was, I guess, a good place to take those talents. I wasn't really good at math. I wasn't really good at school, but I could entertain a whole classroom of kids. And yeah. so, you know, that was something I could do. And I was a soccer player, so I was used to getting attention on the soccer field and kind of nice. Being in front of a crowd and in front of an audience. And that's, you know, overall probably never really scared me, you know, to get in front of a crowd, whether that be, you know, 20,000 people or you're in front of five folks who show up at an event or what have you. And
I do this thing where I just declare everything perfect.
There you go.
I never know if I'm going to do a book reading and like two people mm-hmm. show up. Like right. one more person, they might happen to own the biggest bookstore
right.
in California. Like, right. you just don't know. Like, you just don't know. And I always right. trust, I always kind of just say, whatever this is, I'm going to declare it perfect.
Right. And there you go. And my thing is, you know, whether I'm talking to one person or whether I'm talking to millions of people, you know, I remember one time I was working at a radio station in San Francisco and they gave the stats of how many people could hear us on the radio. It was like 10 million people. And I didn't want to know that. I don't want that information. That's just a number. I just don't want to know that. And yeah. and my philosophy of doing radio is you're like at a party. And most people say, hey, it's one-on-one communication. Think of talking to your mom, your girlfriend, your dog, your whatever. For me, it's always been, I'm in the corner of a room, I'm at a party, and it's a couple of people, and we're like laughing and having a good time. And so
it.
That's kind of my philosophy of yeah. trying to do a radio show. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more, like, let's really do this a little bit deeper into, like, someone's just scared to have their voice be heard.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
what would you say to a beginner? Like, would you how would they practice getting more comfortable? Like, you're okay. just so comfortable right now. Like, I can just sense. It's so funny, guys. Rex and I were kind of chatting on LinkedIn. I said, hey, you want to come on the show? And he said, hey, sure. And I said, how about now? And he said, yeah. It was like that. Like, it was
right.
so easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just and hanging out on a Sunday. Yeah. We worked yesterday. We did a live broadcast yesterday from a pizza place with a buddy of mine that I do some work with, the Phantom, who was on the Rise Guys morning show here in Sacramento. And, you know, so I was just hanging out, looking on some social media stuff, making sure I'd retweeted everything for that client and you know, getting everything out there. I think, you know, it goes back to this. And, you know, if you're going to be on the radio and you haven't been on the radio before, my thing is when I'm interviewing people on the radio, I say, hey, it's just me and you talking. It's like we're hanging out having a cup of coffee
right.
or hanging out having a beer or whatever. And I've always tried to be the guy next door. I was really lucky. I really studied radio as I was starting out. I'm a huge fan of Rick Dees, who to me is one of the best morning guys of all time. And the thing I liked about Rick Dees is he sounded like the guy next door. And he sounded like the wacky neighbor next door. And I think radio should be all about, hey, this is the adventure I'm taking you on today. Who knows where we'll go tomorrow? So you don't want to miss what we're going to do on today's show.
Wow. And
to me, it's kind of about creating, it's an adventure. You know, it's a, hey, what trouble is Rex going to get into today? You know, what is he going to do today that, you know, it's probably.
Tell me about some of the celebrities you've met. Drop names.
some names. Frankie Ballard, who is a big country artist. I've been able to MC several of his concerts. In fact, the first week he had his first number one song in the country. We were MCing his concert, which was a blast. And Frankie's such a great guy, and he's this guy that's worked really hard for a lot of years to get to where he is now. And so you applaud that. You see the work effort that goes into it. He's a charismatic guy. He's nice to everybody. So every time I've dealt with
him. You can just walk on a stage in front of like thousands of people and you're like, hey.
I can. I mean, I'm a huge Elvis Presley fan, as I said. And I, you know, I always call when it's time to perform, I call it's Elvis time. It's time to put on the jumpsuit. It's time to do the show. And, you know, you psych yourself up a little bit. And
absolutely.
If you don't get nervous about that experience, then I'm very concerned. You know, if you don't.
You're like, do you have a pulse?
Right. And so you take that anxiety and you turn that into excitement.
Right. And
that's something that's always worked for me.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
And you go out there and you have fun. You have a good time. And, you know, most of the celebrities I've met or interviewed, Frank Caliendo, we had him on the phone once on our radio show. And obviously it was like interviewing Robin Williams. And so my goal was to ask him a question and then get out of the way as much as I could, because the guy moves like lightning fast with all his impressions.
Nice.
And so, you know, it's stuff like that.
When I worked in the Tahoe paper, I got to interview Jay Leno.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is before he was big time and
right.
coming up to do a show up in Tahoe. And so I got to interview the stars, you know, by phone before they came out.
Sure.
And the Harrah's guy was just deadly at getting people in front of me. He was perfect. He would always just arrange everything. And I basically could just – Jay Leno had me laughing so hard. It was almost hard to interview him. He cracked me up so hard. Like, he made the funniest story about his dad and a toilet seat. And,
oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. I asked him some questions like, what makes you laugh? And then he just like you said, like, seriously.
Right.
I just like – move out of the way. Here comes Jay Leno.
Right. The thing I found with comedians is, you know, because they work so late at night, you know, a lot of times if you're doing morning radio, it's sometimes they're not really awake when you have them. And so you have right. to be really careful. I remember interviewing the great actor Chaz Palminteri on the phone once again on our morning show. And I asked him, what motivates you to do these roles of these bad guys? Because he always plays a bad mobster guy, right? Or right. you know, kind of a guy that you're like, well, I'm scared of this guy. Right. And so I asked him that question. And he started screaming at me.
Oh my goodness.
I don't ask you what motivates you to do your job. And I was like, well, I got.
I triggered something.
Yeah. And I was like, wow. I was shocked by it. But I always try to, when you're interviewing celebrities, because a lot of times in radio, you get these tours, right? And they're interviewing a million radio stations, media people to talk about their new show, their new movie. And so my goal is always to get something out of them, something that's a little different. And that was definitely different.
I asked a Santa Barbara, this lady was, she was a really old star. So she had little dogs and she was really big. I think, I'm pretty sure it was like Zsa Zsa. You remember?
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
I actually asked her something about a facelift. I swear to God, what was I thinking?
She just went off, huh? Nice.
Could I have triggered her harder? No, I'm trying to think of how I worded it, but it was not a kind question. I really did not like her. And it was also, I don't know, it was so funny. And but I asked her like the worst possible journalist question. I think, maybe it was like her exact age, or it was just something that clearly pissed her off. And she got this face, and there was all these reporters around, you know, and all these cameras. And I asked this question. I saw her face change. I was like, I triggered her. But it was
That's funny.
In retrospect, it was funny. But she did not think it was funny. Like you said, she did not think it was funny. But that's a pretty good question. I mean, you know.
I'm sure she's gotten asked it before, right? I'm sure somebody had alluded to that at the very least. Right?
I think if you ask that question of like Al Pacino, I think he would have given you a kick-ass answer.
Yeah, I think, you know, it the thing I found with most celebrities is they were really cool, you know, but every once in a while you get a guy on a bad day or, you know, they've just done, you know, 100 interviews and been asked the same question. And then you ask that question again and they're like, really? Yeah. Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, well, you know, I want to encourage my authors to connect with you if they're interested in maybe talking about getting on the radio. Maybe
definitely.
Rex, how can we reach you? How can we find out more?
You can always reach me on Twitter at TEEREX Radio. I'm also on Instagram with the letter T, Rex Radio. And then my Facebook page is Rex McNeil. And, you know, feel free to check in there anywhere. And then we have a podcast on SoundCloud at Rex on the Radio.
Rex on the Radio podcast, everybody.
Yeah.
Thing, gotta support podcasts. Thank you.
Right, exactly.
So, thanks for coming.
Oh, bye. You bet.
Yeah.